You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For children who live below the poverty line, school is often one of the few reliable places where they can get a healthy meal. So what about when summer break rolls around? Many school districts offer places where students can get meals during the summer. But Swartz Creek Community Schools in Genesee County recognize those locations don't help students who don't have reliable transportation. Swartz Creek is where more than 50% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch. So it came up with a new approach, a food bus they call the Dragon Diner. Stateside's Adam Reyes hopped aboard the Dragon Diner during its maiden voyage and brought back this audio postcard.
Michael Wenzel, I'm the food service director for Swartz Creek Community Schools.
So as you approach, there is a giant red and white trimmed school bus. You see a square platform with stairs leading up and off of it with a kind of a descriptive marquee in front of it that shows what our menu is for today, which is a bacon cheeseburger, a chicken patty sandwich, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and sides or carrots, fruit cups, and then you can have either milk or juice for your drink. We see a couple of students actually coming up now, our first customers.
Are you eating, honey? What do you want, a bacon cheeseburger, a chicken sandwich?
My name is April, and I'm from Swartz Creek. I have four sons, Jaden, Jordan, Antonio, and Ashton.
And how old are you, Antonio?
Five.
What are you eating right now? What's on your tray?
Chicken sandwich and fruit.
Do you think the food here is good?
Yeah.
I feel like it's good, especially when you're a busy mom of four. So instead of having to make them lunch, you can just walk them up here and they can get their lunch.
So we have about 3,900 kids district-wide, so we're looking at about 2,200 kids qualify for these free or reduced meals. Taking that into consideration, our program for the summer is 100% free.
Thanks, guys.
Right now, we've identified about 8 locations community-wide where we'd like to go. We're going to go try and do 4 locations a week, differentiating between breakfast and lunch each week. We pull up, set everything up, open up our window, and for an hour, our scheduled serving time, anyone under the age of 22 can get up on there and we'll give them a free meal. Typically, we'll have 2 to 3 choices, a hot, a cold option. You'll be able to have milk, fresh fruits and vegetables, like real food that we're making from scratch, most of it.
I'm here with Nancy Reiser, assistant cook at Swartz Creek Middle School. Nancy, what are you working on right now?
I am cutting cucumbers and bagging them in half-cup portions. Today is our first ride out on the bus. I think it's a good program to get food out for the kids who can't make it to the locations like the high school, Moorish and Deke, because we have 3 stable locations. So hopefully we get a good turnout. Hopefully we feed 100 kids.
My name is Ebony Dixon, and I'm the property manager here at Berkshire Point Apartments in Swartz Creek, Michigan. I got an email personally and asked if they could come here on site and park the food truck for the community kids. I think it's an awesome idea. That's why it was no hesitation. What do you need to do? Where do they need to park? Do I need to put out notices? We even knocked on doors and called residents to make them aware so everyone can be a part of what's going on today.
My name is Mary Penrod, and I work for Swartz Creek Schools in the Food Service and Transportation Department. My husband brought our 2 grandkids up for lunch today. They're residents of Swartz Creek and very excited about the bus.
I'm Brody.
What are you eating, Brody?
I think it's a wonderful program for kids that can't get out and can't utilize some of the other places where they may offer the free foods. We come into neighborhoods like this where the transportation may be an issue and bring the food to the kids. They can walk up, ride their bikes, tell their neighbors, and just have a free meal.
Come here, baby. Honey, where's your sisters?
Shortly after we started this project, we received a phone call from Brazosport ISD over in Texas, and they had read the story that we were doing and are in the process now of replicating something similar to that. And I think that's kind of amazing that a project that we started up here in Flint, Michigan has already reached, you know, the Gulf Coast, essentially. I think once people see kind of what we're doing, I think we're going to get a lot more traction and see a lot more schools trying to replicate it because given the outpouring of support that we've had from the community, I think it's a no-brainer that we're going to see a lot more coming soon.
Here you go, sweetheart.
Since that first lunch on July 22nd, Swartz Creek Food Services Director Michael Wenzel said the Dragon Diner has been serving an average of 80 students a day. The bus will stop summer service August 23rd, but he said they plan to use it on snow days during the winter.